If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Last Sunday, six-term Republican Congressman Todd Akin of Missouri sparked a firestorm with those remarks made on a St. Louis television station. With a congressman challenging Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in the November elections, the intervening week has seen everyone from television commentators to presidential candidates weigh in on Representative Akin's comments. And with presumptive GOP vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan reportedly personally calling the congressman to urge him to withdraw from the Senate race. The subject of a woman's right to choose has been dominating the national debate. Religion Dispatch's senior editor Sarah Posner has written insightfully about both the controversy and the origins of this totally unscientific but politically convenient belief that when force is involved, conception is unlikely. Sarah. Welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for having me on to talk about this.
I've been needing to hear what you have to say about this. Now, look, just in case anyone has been on vacation on a deserted island or out of our universe this past week, what was it that Todd Akin said that provoked such widespread condemnation?
Well, he essentially said that if a woman is legitimately raped, the word legitimately was his, then her body has defenses that shut down the possibility of her becoming pregnant.
Well, I mean, when you heard that, what was your, maybe not, I was going to say, what was your first thought? Probably not. But I mean, what were your speakable thoughts?
Well, after I picked my forehead up off my desk, I thought to myself, you know what? I am actually not that surprised. I mean, it's shocking. But given how radical the Republican Party has become, it's actually not incredibly surprising that one of its representatives in Congress would have such a medieval view, not only of science, but of gender.
You make the point, Sarah, that this misguided belief is not really new. I'd like you to expand on that, please.
Well, as other reporters have pointed out, other reporters have looked at the science angle or the medical angle on this and have found that there are other anti-choice activists like the Dr. John Wilkie, who was very active in the anti-abortion movement, who have put forth this theory from a quack medical point of view, shall we say. And that has been around for quite some time. And in fact, one of my colleagues has a piece up at RD today that traces it back even to the early church, these views of women and their bodies. But Akin comes out of a particular religious tradition, which I explored at RD, which has a very hostile view towards women and women's equality, and essentially views women as the weaker sex, doubts that women can actually get pregnant if they are raped, and that if they do get pregnant as a result of rape, that they really shouldn't seek an abortion because they should choose the life of the child, in their words, over her own well-being.
Are those comments coming out of a religious perspective or out of
yes.
a scientific perspective?
Those are coming out of a religious perspective.
Okay.
Akin belongs to a church that's part of the denomination, the Presbyterian Church in America, which shouldn't be confused with the Presbyterian Church USA, which is the mainline Protestant denomination.
Mm-hmm.
The PCA was founded in 1973. It's sort of a breakaway denomination, ultra-conservative denomination. Other people who belong to it include Jim DeMint, the late D. James Kennedy was in the PCA. So that gives you some idea of the arch-conservatism of the denomination. Now, the PCA on its website has position papers on issues like whether women should serve in combat in the military, One of those documents is entitled, I think, Man's Duty to Protect Woman, and discusses women being the weaker sex. That's a direct quote. Mm-hmm. They have lengthy position papers on abortion where they set forth their absolute opposition to abortion under any circumstances, including rape. So Aiken belongs to a PCA church in Missouri. He at one time was a ruling elder in that church. He went to the PCA's seminary, Covenant Theological Seminary, and has a master's in divinity from there. So it's not just a sort of situation where maybe he went to church a few times and listened to a pastor give a few sermons. He's definitely mm-hmm. embedded in this denomination.
Well, Sarah, I call those words politically convenient. Would you agree?
Well, he essentially wants to deny that women are raped. He wants to basically say, well, you know, this is not something that happens very often, or it's something that women lie about. And so if those things are true, if it doesn't really happen very often and women lie about being raped, then why should we have rape exceptions to abortion bans? So it's like a setup for their theological view that women shouldn't be permitted to have abortions under any circumstances. They do this politically convenient thing of saying, well, rape isn't really real.
Okay, Sarah, let's imagine that sitting right across from you is Representative Aiken. What would you say to him?
I think, you know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I would ask him how he sees his job that his constituents have elected him to, as actually serving both the men and the women of his district.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a mild question, as I know you. how would you, I'm serious, but how would you instruct him? Because let me tell you, there are people all across the United States right now that are having to cope with that. And there's some people, men and women, who don't know what ought to be said to counteract that kind of foolishness. And so that's why I'm asking you that. Give them some response that they could use in it.
Well, there's so many layers of this. One is, why does Aiken think that his religion is so superior to everybody else's, that his is the religion that should dictate what our laws say? Because that's essentially what he has
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Aiken think that liberals hate God? Another thing that he has said.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he think that gay people are destroying Western civilization, which is essentially a paraphrase of something that he has said? And so what's his justification for saying that his version of religion over everybody else's should dictate what the laws are? And then taking into account that other people's religions don't have the same view of mm-hmm. women, abortion, women's relationship with men, women's mm-hmm. role in the family, women's role in society. What makes him think that his is the only version of the truth? Because
right.
that's clearly what he thinks.
Yeah. Well, of course, sir, you know, and I know that the long reaching implications of this have to do with the fact that Todd Aiken's statement is not materially inconsistent either with Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney's past positions on the topic, nor for that matter from this year's Republican platform. Do you see that as being true?
Well, yes, but I think the reason why you saw a Republican backlash against Aiken, notwithstanding the fact that his policy views, his view that there should be no exception in abortion bans for mm-hmm. women who are raped, is exactly the same as most of his Republican colleagues. The reason you saw the backlash is because he exposed the really ugly theology and junk science that lies underneath all of that. Mm. I think that they were happily going along thinking that nobody was really paying close attention to what lay behind their opposition to not only to abortion, but to more specifically rape exceptions to abortion bans. And he just laid it bare in such an embarrassing way that they all felt compelled to distance themselves from him, or most of them felt compelled to distance themselves from him. But, you know, in the same week, the platform committee passed a draft platform that did not include any rape exceptions to their, you know, proposed constitutional amendment to ban abortion. Mm-hmm. And recognizing the political precariousness of all of this, Paul Ryan felt compelled to come out in his campaign plane and tell reporters that, oh, now I favor Mitt Romney's position of having an exception for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Well, you know, who's going to believe that they really believe that and they're not just saying that for the sake of expediency, because his entire political career, Paul Ryan has been opposed to rape exceptions. Right. So I think that this put them in a place that made them feel very exposed and under the microscope, which is a good thing, ultimately, for Americans to understand exactly where the Republicans are on these issues. And I think someone else phrased it this way, you know, Aiken was the man who said too much.
What comes to mind is that we're seeing what he did with changing his moral conviction, changing that for the sake of being on the ticket with Mitt Romney is like the evangelicals changing their mind about the negative implications of Mormonism for a candidate for the president of the United States.
Sure, we're at the stage of the election cycle where everybody is going to be doing what they can to close ranks around the person that they're stuck with, Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. And what is going to drive that, my point is, what's going to drive that ultimately is not religion, but politics.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that Paul Ryan, I don't think, really cares one way or the other. Yeah, I mean, I think Paul Ryan's main interest in being in the race is the implementation of his economic policies. So he's going to work his way around this abortion issue in a way that best suits the political moment. I don't think he's, you know, he'll say to conservative audiences that he's opposed to a rape exception, but I doubt that he would go to the mat on it when the election possibly hangs in the balance and they're under the microscope for being so hostile to women's rights.
Sarah Posner, senior editor at Religion Dispatches magazine. She also writes frequently for The Nation, Salon.com, and The Guardian, UK. Sarah's the author of the book, God's Prophets, Profits, Faith, Fraud, and the Republican Crusade for Values Voters. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks, Welton.